Valley, there was 1,331 people came to the Lord, either first-time salvations or came back to the Lord. We prayed for them for impartation and increase, and we prayed for people were healed out there. There was manifestations of God's healing and God's glory and God's power as we ministered to the people, and it wasn't just one person. We were all one out there ministering to the people and sharing the love of God and the love of Jesus and bringing that to a lost and dying world. And many people were touched. And our national director of Chariots Light, Bill Horn, he stayed an extra morning, and he's going to continue to, he's going to impart to us. He imparted to us as a group of Chariots Light Christian Bikers all week long, and we were open and we were receiving and being blessed, and we want to continue to bring that gift into our church and our congregation to be blessed also. So our national director, Bill Horn, works for Jerry Savelle Ministries, is the Chariots of Light Christian Biker Outreach, which is an evangelistic outreach ministry of Jerry Savelle Ministries. So we want to bless you, and with our director, Bill Horn, coming to speak for us this morning. So everyone, please give a warm welcome to our national director, Bill Horn.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I don't have that. Is that all right?
Yes, I'll.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Good morning. Am I on? You hear me? Hallelujah. Hello, hello. Can you make that, for some reason it went down small. Can you make that big? It won't come up. Okay, thank you. Hallelujah. Now I'm on. We're ready. So, we have had an awesome time, as Brother Wade said. We actually ministered to over 1,800 people that we actually ministered to and prayed with. And, you know, what an awesome time. But I have something for you guys this morning. Just I was up this morning praying and, you know, asking the Lord what he would have for today. And but something for Pastor Jeff and Kay and Wade and Darlene and your families and everybody else who participated to help us here, opened up your homes, you know, the great hospitality, the food, and just, you know, that's who we are. And you guys took this to another level. I wish everybody could see, in the body of Christ, see how we are supposed to be, you know. And a lot of times, you know, we go into places and, you know, they'll welcome you there, but it's different when they really welcome you there and you give up your home and your time and food. And that it's a major thing. And it's actually in the Word. You know, it's actually, you know, here in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. And this here is in the Amplified Version. And it said, "Do not forget or neglect or refuse to extend hospitality to strangers." And then after that, we, you know, there were some strangers here, but we weren't all strangers. You know, it says, in the brotherhood, being friendly, cordial, and gracious, sharing the comforts of your home, and doing your part generously. For through it, some have entertained angels without knowing it." And you know what? The angels were here. The angels are here because they came with us. They're here with you. And that's one thing that we need to start realizing, that all that what we've been equipped with, what God has equipped us with, you know, not only each other. You know, we have to, you know, you're going to hear a message today that basically has been what God's put on my heart all year. And every time I've asked him, you know, the word says that my mercies are new when? Every day. Every day. Every morning. So if his mercies are new, he has a new mercy for you, then he may have something new for you to do that day. Okay? But it's also, maybe it's continuing what he's given you, and he wants to grow you more in what he has for you and given you. And when just what he's done over the last 3 years, basically, I mean, my wife and I, we've been involved in ministry and, you know, devoted our lives to the Lord. And, you know, we've been involved for 30 years, you know, over 30 years. And but really, the revelation that has come forth and you know, it comes from us seeking him, for sure. And it's not that we haven't sought him. It's just the time that we live in. And we've acquired and received more revelation over the last 3 years, stepping into what he's called us to do. And what we found out, what he called us to do, is exactly what he's called us to do. That's the way he really meant for it to be. You know, he never meant for it to be what he's called me to do or I to do. He meant for it to be what he's called us to do. Because Jesus said, he told his disciples to go, and he said, you'll do greater works. He didn't point at one. He didn't point at two. He pointed to all of them. He said, now you're my disciples. You're my disciples, not a disciple. You're my disciples. Now go and do. He said, you shall do greater things than I did. And I used to think, I said, my Lord, we're going to do greater things than Jesus did? And they didn't even record all the everything he did. So how are we going to do that? Most of us aren't even doing the things he did. So at the beginning of this year, you know, I want to read a couple of prophecies to you, because, you know, that's basically what you need to hear. Prophecy, you know, the word tells us that you need to prophesy. You know, it tells us that it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I think you need to spend a lot of time in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and chapter 13, because this is what he tells us to desire, to covet more than anything, is the gifts. You know, and you know, there is nothing wrong with, you know, our new generation. You know, he said to take care of the next generation. And all the technology and everything we have, it's all for, and I thank God for it, you know. But I thank God for it. But it's all for the glory of God. The glory of God. And sometimes we get so adjusted to the things that are happening in the world because of what's going on in the world. There's one thing that never changes, and that's the Word of God. So we try to change the Word of God to fit how we live instead of taking the Word of God to fit how we're supposed to live. Now, this Word never changes. He said, I like what Happy Caldwell said, you know, about what somebody said that wanted to know, you know, if you get to heaven, you know, about changing, the girl had a baby and wanted to know if he would keep the, her daughter had a baby, wanted to know if he could keep the daughter and change the diaper. He said, no, he said, you know, I got a word here, he said, you know, from God. He said, I'm God and I change not. you know what I'm saying? Say, I'm God and I change not. And so that, his word never changes. But sometimes we've tried to change his word to adjust to what's happening in our lives, to adjust to what's happening in the world. And see, if we'll just adjust what's happening in the world to the word, we can change everything. You know? And the Lord, he put something in my heart in the beginning of the year. When our first outreach, and we have led our organization, and we probably have more than this right now because I just what we have documented, and some haven't turned in, but just this year alone, we've led well over 16,000 people to Christ this year, you know, and that's just salvations, you know, and rededications, and you know, beyond that, all the people that we've prayed for, because we've really found out what we've been called to do. And how many in here love your nation? Eh? Everybody love your nation? You ought to. You live here. You know? If you don't love your nation, you need to start loving your nation. You know, maybe you need to start praying for your nation. But, you know, it's us. And that's what we tell people out in the street every day. It's not just about bringing people to Christ. It is about bringing people to Christ. But it's about getting people in the body of Christ to doing what they're called to do. And that's what we do a lot of times. We just challenge the believer to go out and share the love of God with people, because it's about the love of God. Everything is about the love of God. It's all wrapped up in His love. For God so loved the world, He gave. So our nature should be to love and to give of ourselves to others. So one of the things that I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and read these prophecies real quick. You know, you've probably heard these, but I can never hear them enough. I would recommend that you get these if you don't already have them, and you say them every day. Because prophecy is not only where you're going, but it's also maybe where you're at. And this is where we're at. This is where we're at this year. You know, through one that Brother Copeland said, his very first prophecy this year, that this was the year of what? Manifested love. Manifested love. So that's the first thing you need to get a hold of, is manifesting love. Manifesting is something that you can see. It's evidence, right? Manifested love. And victory over death. Victory over death. You know, Brother Jerry, who we work for, Dr. Savelle, this is what he got. He usually, he said the Lord gives him a word. He's one of our generals in the body of Christ. If you're in this camp, man, he's one of your generals. You know, he's one of our generals, so you need to get a hold of what the man of God's saying. He's not speaking to you, but if you get a hold, you know, it comes from the top down is the way it works. You know, the generals, God gives it to the generals. The general gives it to the all the way down. It goes down, but you got to get a hold of it. He said, never stop celebrating what I've already done. Now expect me to do the greater, and it will come. Now you can stop right there. Never stop celebrating what I've already done. Now, if you celebrate something, what you celebrate all the time. Sometimes we forget about what He's done. Be thankful. Be grateful all the time for everything. Everything that He's done. Everything. Look for all the little things that He's done. Now, expect me to do the greater, and it will come every day. Lord, I expect you to do greater in my life. I expect you to do greater things today. Because if Jesus said you shall do greater things, now I'm expecting the greater things. Now expect the greater and it will come. 2014, what year are we in? 2014 will be known as the year of the greater. Now if you get a hold of this, grab a hold of this, it's going to be greater for you. If you don't, you get caught up in the things you're doing out here in the world and you just come to church once a week or once a Sunday and you feel the presence of the Lord and you go back out and get involved in what you were doing, you may not have the greater things because you're getting wrapped up in the things instead of the greater things. He said, 2014 will be known as the year of the greater. Now, he said the difference between him, I'm talking about Dr. Savelle, and others, he said, when the Lord gives him this word, he grabs hold of it. You know, the word says it's how you grasp a thing that matters. You know, my prayer is the day you grasp this word. Do you want a hundredfold return in your life? It's how the word says it's how you grasp that word is how it's going to return in your life. It's how you're going to turn. Your life is going to turn. It's how you grasp that word. You know, so it's if you grasp the word and get a hold of it, word, that word, whose word is this? It's yours. This word's yours. So you got to get a hold of it. That's me. That's my, I'm in there. We're in there. And that's all we've done. He said, I'm ready, saith the Lord. I'm ready. He's been ready. I'm ready, saith the Lord, to do a new thing. Now we can take that, if we look in the natural, we'll start doing all kinds of things. Because there's a lot of new things, there's a lot of new ways, there's a lot of things out here to do. But remember what I said in the beginning, there's something that never changes. His way and His word never changes. Never try to change His word. He said, I'm ready, saith the Lord, to do a new thing, the likes of which you've never seen. My glory shall come in such a way, my glory. What's His glory? It's His goodness, His power, His presence. That's manifesting something, isn't it?
Yes.
He said, it shall come in such a way. You see, you know, when I could just read this, but I'm stopping and elaborating on it because it's become a part of me. So it's got to become a part of you. If you want to know where you are, where are you today? You're in church. Do you know where you are today? This is where he says we are. God's telling us. He loves us. He wants us to know where we are. Most Christians have no clue where they are. Most Christians have no clue what they've been called to do. We talk to them in the streets. And even some that say they do. And they tell you what they do. And that's one of the things we do is pray for people. Well, this is what God's called us to do. You know, I just want you to know that he may have called us to do certain things individually, and you get that. But the majority of people we talk to who are Christians don't know. They really don't know. Now, there is an individual calling, and there's a corporate calling. Now, most people are so wrapped up in the I and the individual calling, they forget about the corporate calling. But Jesus said, you are my disciple. No, he said, you are my disciples. And you guys, all of you, shall do greater things. Because he was the one where we finally could come together as a bunch. A bunch. Just like what it said about producing grapes. When they talk about the fruit, producing fruit, there was a cluster of them. There was a bunch of them. When they become together and became one, that's when God moved powerfully. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. We've revisited Pentecost. We've seen it happen. We've seen the word happen. Have you seen it happen? You know, I'm just saying. I'm just asking. Have you? All these years. We never did till 2 years ago. We've seen it. And then God's continued. He's always going to take you to another place. But you got to get to one place to get to the next place, So he first started putting this into us. And all year long this year, we've experienced it. But where are you going after that? Where do you go after you've experienced something? You know, I'm not going to stay where I'm at. I'm not going to go back. So you got to find out what God wants to do next. How do you operate? How do you operate? How does he want you to operate? All right. My glory shall come in such a way that you'll stand in awe and begin to say. Now, just because he said this, and we're just waiting for it to happen. We're just sitting around waiting for it to happen just because he said it. We have to get this deep inside our hearts. He said, my glory shall come in such a way that you'll stand in awe and begin to say, my God, I never knew that I would ever get to see this side of you. Such splendor. Listen what he said right here. He said that I would never get to see this side of you. Doesn't the word say that no man's ever seen God? Huh? Doesn't it say that? Oh boy, we're going somewhere today. But he's talking about seeing something here. He said that we get to see us this side of him. Such splendor, such power, that's his glory. And magnificence too. No wonder the earth will bow down to you. The earth, the ways of the world, the earth will bow down. Are you going to be a part of that part? Are you going to be a part that stands up? Huh? Yeah, I'm not saying you don't bow down before the Lord. But he said everybody will. We'll be for him in confidence because we're doing his work. Okay? The prophet said these things would come to pass, and now we're here at last. We're here. We're not waiting for it to come. We've been waiting for it to come. It said it's here. We're here at last. You just got to get this, that you grasp this, that know where you are today. The greater glory they spoke about, the prophets of old, we're in it now. Let's shout. Now, you think Brother Jerry just come up with this because it sounded good and rhymed? A new wave of his glory is what shall be seen, for this is his plan for 2014. Our God is taking us to a brand new place, and soon we'll see him face to face. Now, a new wave of his glory. Okay? Now, I heard this, and then a little bit late. Well, I'm gonna go back. Just remember, a wave of his glory. This is another word that was given when we was in a conference with Brother Keith Moore, another one of our generals. Keith Moore, mighty man of God, sit under Brother Hagin, taught under Brother Hagin for years and years, and just the anointing of God's on him in a greater way. A prophecy by Brother Moore. He said, "Now, I'm gonna share this with you before I read this prophecy. Before I heard this." In the beginning of the year, we was in Daytona at outreach there. We had 12 committed people. Did you hear what I said? Not just 12 people. We had 12 committed people. And right before the outreach started, we went to bed and laid down, and I just started weeping. The Holy Spirit come upon me, and I said, Ginger, I said, do you know what God's doing? I said, he said that he was knitting us together. A team, in a deep covenant of his love. That's what he said. And so that's been our number one pursuit. That's been our number one goal. If you'll look in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you need to meditate also in 12, 13, 14. But 14 said the very beginning, I believe it's in New Living Translation, it said, let this be your number one goal, this love. Love is who you are. That's what one translation says. It said, love is who you are. Let this be your number one goal, pursuing this love for one another. And a lot of times we just think, well, you know, I love God, so I'm good. I love God, I'm good. Or, you know, how many of you love God?
Amen.
Okay. Some of you didn't raise your hand. Well, I hope you'll love him today before it's over with. Because he sure loves you. He sure loves you. He said, and this is here, this is the prophecy that I got after the Holy Spirit has spoke this to us. See, when the Holy Spirit gives you something, then he confirms it. Okay? If he don't confirm it, you might want to check it out. He said, precious. This is through Brother Moore. Precious. Knitting together. Knitting together of hearts. There is a rising of the tide of glory. What did he talk about? That wave? Okay? We're going to talk about that some more. The rising of the tide of glory. Glory. And great it is. He said, to be praised and extolled. We're going back to that thankfulness, praise. You know, can't leave anything out here. You know, God didn't just say words to say words. Everything he had, every word has something, has a great meaning to it. He even told me one time some of the greatest words in the Bible only got one or two letters in them. Everything is significance of it. You know what the word says? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The word on, you know what the word on means? To follow after. That's what it means. Anybody can believe. Does everybody follow after? He said, now listen to this. Get this deep in your spirit. In other words, grasp it. Get a hold of it. Get this deep in your spirit. Walk in love. Let you think about that one a minute. Be an ambassador of peace. A restorer of the brethren. Who? The brethren. The body of Christ. Each other. This love is for each other. Am I supposed to go out and love the world? Yes, but we can't love the world unless we're loving each other in a greater way. Unless we see each other in a greater way. Listen to what he's talking about here. He's just talking about us. Us. Who's God talking to? Be a restorer of the brethren. Be an encourager of the body. How many has had people in the body tear you down, rip you apart, throw you away? Huh? He said, be an encourager of the body, not anything else. The kingdom of God. Listen, the kingdom of God, not the world. The kingdom of God is flourishing. Well, I don't see it. Well, maybe you're looking at the wrong kingdom. The kingdom of God is flourishing. Babylon, which is the world, is crashing. Oh, no. Oh, no. What do you mean the world is crashing? The system of the world is failing. It's crashing. It's done. It's done. But if you're in the right system and you're in the right kingdom, then you're flourishing is what it says right here. So I'm flourishing. Because my eyes aren't on that system. My eyes are on this system. So where are your eyes at today? We, who? Who? That's us. We are in the highest place since the Garden of Eden. Oh, let's just put this up and go home. We are in the highest place since God created man. You, sir, were born in a time, and ma'am, and every you, sir, you guys, you were born in a time that God created us to live in the greatest time of all mankind since the beginning of time, before the fall of man. Now, can we get a hold of that? God chose you. Think of all the people that's lived and died up until now. And God chose you and us to do this and do this together. Now, we still have to make a major decision here. First, you're going to have to see this. And the next thing is you're going to have to do this. You got to do it. You got to be determined, just like the disciples were. You got to be determined. You're going to have this. I'm going to do. Jesus, come showed us how to live, is what they said. Now we're going to do it, no matter what. And they came together as a body of believers in one accord, and they even gave up everything they had for each other. What kind of love was that? Are you ready to do that? I'm just asking. Precious, again, precious. He said it twice. To the Father is the netting together of hearts. The moving of the Spirit. So it tells me that if there's something precious and precious to the Father of netting together hearts, that this might be what's going to cause the great new thing and the moving of the Spirit maybe that we've never done before. The moving of the Spirit, the rising of the tide. There it is again. There's that wave. The rising of the tide, rising of the glory, and great it is. He said, Brother Jerry, what did he say? The year of the greater. What did Brother Copeland say? The year of manifested love, victory over death. This is another one. This, you know, three of our generals, and they're saying something to us. God's saying something to us, and then God speaks it in your heart. And you know, I just thank God he spoke it into my heart, because it really confirmed something when I read this. It went off big time inside of me. That way, man, I heard from God. You're supposed to hear from God. If you're not hearing from God, something wrong. Just need to get it unstopped. I think it's called the Babylon, the world's ways, the world system. You know, getting caught up in that way, and trying to adapt ourselves to be a church, to conform to the world instead of the world conforming to the church. He said, great it is, the moving of the Spirit, moving, rising of the tide, rising of the glory, and great it is, and great to be revered and praised and extolled. Again, there it is, praised, extolled, revered. Think of this, praise enthusiastically, all the time. You know, be thankful. That's what's going to keep your joy high while you're out here in the world, while you're dealing with the world. Be touched, he said, be touched. Did something touched you today? Did it get in your heart today? Well, that was my prayer this morning, that every heart would be touched today by his word. Because you still have a choice. You're either going to hear this, you're going to hear it, because your ears are open, I hope. But is you being touched in here, in your spirit? You know, we got a hold of this. We talk about this. We believe this every day. We talk about it every day. Not just, well, that's a good message old boy had. No, this is who we are. This is where we are. And this is where God wants us all to be. Because he said this is where we are. He said, be touched. Be quickened. Where? In your spirit. Not in your head. Not just your ears. You know, most time, if you're not quickened in your spirit, you go out, boy, that's a great message today. You can't even get down the road and remember what it's about. Somebody asks you what it's about. Well, it's good. But, you know, I can't remember. Because you weren't touched and quickened in your spirit. It didn't become revelation to you. You didn't grasp it. You didn't get a hold of it. That's what the Word of God's for. It's for us to get a hold of. And it's usually because you got your mind on the world so much you can't get a hold of it. I'm just telling you the truth. I thought you were going to talk to me about love, Bill. I am talking to you about love. How much he loves us. And how much he loves us so much that he wants us to grasp this word, to get a hold of this word, to walk in this and be the people of God that we're supposed to be.
Yes.
And we're determined that's who we're going to be.
Amen.
And we want everybody to be a part of that. And we've seen God move in ways, and I can't wait to see Him move in greater ways, because I believe we've just touched the edge of this thing that we're in, and we're going to see all these miracles and signs and wonders and all of that. Do you want that in your life? Do you? I'm just asking. Do you?
Amen. Yes.
I'm just asking. Then you got to get a hold of the Word and get a hold of it to seek it and pursue it like never before. Now, if you don't want it, that's okay. You still go to Him. But when you get there that day, what are you going to do? Well, you know, you're going to get there and just walk up there, you know. Okay, well, my love and grace and mercy was so great. Come on in. Are you going to say, Brother Daniel, I got a whole list of stuff here for you, buddy. I mean, you are doing the will of the Father. You found out what you were created to do. You found out everything I wanted you to do. And then you've done even the greater things that Jesus said you would do. Man, I got a whole list of stuff here for you. I got rewards here for you. We're just going to stop here and talk about what Daniel did here. You know what I'm saying? But that and that's the way it's going to be for the people to get a hold of this. They will. And then there's another people in the end that come together. They come together. I'm going to share that with you, but let me finish this. He said, be touched, be quickened in your spirit. I will walk in love. Now, it's different than saying it, doing it. This, I'm not talking about the way you love. I'm talking about the way He loves. It's His love. Even your faith is His faith. So you need to start seeing your faith as His faith. So His love is, your love is His love. Because He's the one who gave it to you. Right? I will be an ambassador of peace. I will be a restorer of the brethren. Think about that. That must be something really important about the brethren here. The brotherhood. The body. I will be a restorer of the body. That's the next word. The systems will fail. God, well, are we getting bad news here? No. Are you in that system? Then it's bad news. Huh? God's kingdom will prevail. Will. We will have our finest hour. We will. Have a heart to be on the inside of this revelation. Where's your heart? And to be trusted to do and say what He wants you to say with this. I feel like I've been trusted to do because I have been saying it and put it inside my heart and spirits and in the other side of hearts of others in their spirit. Because other people have been talking about the great falling away. I've heard ministers talking about that. And all we talk about is the great coming together. Because if we talk about coming together, then we're going to forget about falling away. It's the people who get off on their own and do it on their own and start thinking about me and I who are going to fall away. Because the move that God's have, what are we talking about? The wave again, right? The wave that we're in. I happen to, you know, Ginger and I, we don't watch a whole lot of TV. We just don't have time. You know, sometimes, I mean, I still like to watch things. But just happened to turn on the channel one time, just felt prompted to turn it on. And there was Brother Copeland on his program. And Marilyn Hickey was on there. You ever heard of Marilyn Hickey? I know some of you have been around a little while longer. Marilyn Hickey and her daughter were on there. And the first thing they said, I mean, I didn't listen to it very long, 5-10 minutes. First thing they said was that there is a wave That's the first thing she said. Marilyn got up and started talking. She said, there is a wave that God has us right now. Right now, where we are. And she said, it is a wave of the brotherly love. A wave of the brotherly love. And she said, now, the body of Christ. She said, now, part of them aren't going to go that way. And the other part will. But if God has a wave of the brotherly love, then I say we better get on it. If that's God's way, it's this wave. But that's, see, that again, that's where we are. You know, I think she's been around long enough to hear the Spirit of God. But that's what she said. So that, again, confirmed in our heart what God has said, that He was knitting us together in a deep covenant of a team of His brotherly love. Now, that wasn't just for us. That was for all of us because the team just started right then. You know, we're still recruiting people. We're going to have the biggest team you ever seen. That's the way I look at it. Amen? Ain't that right, Bobby? So, what we have to do is start meditating more on love. Well, I love. Do you? I'm just saying. Do you? When you start meditating on God's love, then you'll start seeing each other differently. You can't go and be the light in the world if you don't love. If you don't see each other this way, then you'll never be able to go out there and see them that way. Now, I'm going to share some word with you that's going to confirm that with you. We're not going to take too long. We're just going to take as long as it takes. Is that all right? This is actually John 15, verse 7 in the Amplified. Says, if you live in me, abide vitally united to me, and my words remain in you, and continue to live in your hearts, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. When you bear and produce much fruit, my Father is honored and glorified. And you show and prove yourselves to be true followers of mine. I have loved you just as the Father has loved me. Abide in my love, continue in His love with me. If you keep my commandments, if you continue to obey my instructions, you will abide in my love and live on in it. As I have obeyed my Father's commandments and live on in His love. Whose love is it? It's His love. The whole world is looking for love in faraway places, in strange places. I think there was a song written about it. But we look for our love from God, His love. And I'm going to tell you, if you think you got a revelation on your love, on His love, then you better think again. Because you can't escape His love. The more you meditate on His love, how about the angels that are going around the throne room 24/7 every time? Woo! Wow! Hallelujah! They see a new aspect of His love. Because it said God is love. And if that's who He is, then that's who we're supposed to be. I have loved you as the Father has loved me. Abide in my love. Continue in His love with me. If you keep my commandments, if you continue to obey my instructions, you will abide in my love and live on in it, just as I have obeyed my Father's commandments and live on in His love. I'm going to go over to I tell you what, I'm just going to continue on right there. I have told you these things that my joy and delight may be in you. That my what? I've told you these things that my joy and my delight might be in you. All the time. Where's our strength? So this is all wrapped up in His love, isn't it? And that your joy and gladness may be of full measure and complete and overflowing. This is my commandment, that you love one another. Who?
One another.
Who?
One another.
Is that the world?
No.
That's us. Loving one another. That you love one another just as I have loved you. No one has greater love. No one has ever shown stronger affection than to lay down or give up his own life for his friends. Would you? Would you? I'm just asking. Would you really? Would you lay down your life for me? I mean, sir, you don't know me. First time you ever seen me today, but I'm just asking. Are you at that level of love yet? I don't even know you, but you know, now if it's be different now if it's my granddaughter or my daughter or my son or somebody that I really love. You hear what I'm saying? I'm just asking. Would you? I think that's what Peter asked on that day. He said, Lord, I'll lay my life down with you. He said, Peter, would you? Are you sure? You know what you're saying, sir? Do you understand what kind of love I'm talking about here? Would you? Because see, he hadn't comprehended that love yet. He was a disciple. One of the greatest.
The greatest.
You know what I'm saying? But he hadn't comprehended it yet, so how could we? Because if he had comprehended it yet, would he have denied him three times? I'm just asking. So there's a lot more revelation on this love that we had to pursue. Verse 14, you are my friends if you keep on doing the things which I command you to do. I do not call you servants or slaves any longer, for the servant does not know what the master is doing. He's working out for you. But I have called you my friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. I have revealed to you everything that I have learned from Him. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have appointed you, I have planted you, that you might go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, that your fruit may be lasting, that it may remain, abide, so that that whatever you ask the Father in my name, as presenting all that I am, He may give to you. Now this is the second time I've heard that. That's the second time I've heard that today. I mean, I said it, but I heard it. That whatever you ask in His name, you shall have. Now let me ask you something. Of whatever you asking in His name, is it always coming to pass? Huh? Maybe we haven't perfected this love yet. Huh? I'm just asking. I'm asking you to grasp this. And then it says right after that, it said, this is what I command you, that you love one another. What's he saying? If you belong to the world will treat you with affection and would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, you're not of the world if Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life. You may be acting like it. But because you are not of the world, no longer one with it. We come one with each other. But I have chosen and selected you out of the world. This is First John 4:7 in Amplified. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is springs from God. It comes from God. It is His. It's His. It comes up from Him. And he who loves his fellow man, that's each other, Christians. How many times have people said, well, are we, you know, fun for Christians and we get something done? Or who hurts you more than anybody? Maybe a Christian, huh? People I talk to in the streets all the time don't want anything to do with Jesus because of Christians. Because they hadn't learned how to love each other, how to walk with one another. His fellow man is begotten, born of God, and is coming progressively to know and understand God, to perceive and recognize and get a better and clear knowledge of Him. He who does not love. Now this was all up here. Was saying if he loved, this is what he gets. But he who does not love has not become acquainted with God. Does not and never did know Him. For God is love. And this love of God was made manifest, displayed, where we are concerned, in that God sent His Son, the only begotten and unique Son, into the world so that we might live through Him. In this love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation. Is that the right word? Yeah, okay. Thank you. See, we need each other here. The atoning sacrifice for our sin. Beloved, if God so loved, if God loved us so very much, we also ought to love one another. Now, how many in here love God? Everybody raise their hand again. Come on, everybody. I mean, we've had people in our lives that we've had trouble with, right? I mean, let's just be honest. It's hard to love them sometimes, isn't it? Well, I'm going to tell you, if you don't love them, then you really don't love God. Basically what he's saying. Don't hide it. Repent. Get it out. Go deep in your heart. Don't cover up these things. Get them out if you want to walk in this love. He didn't turn his back on you. Don't you turn your back on them. His love's deeper than that. He don't cover up love. He brought it out in the open. Everybody love me? Now listen to this. No man, verse 12. Where was I at? Was I on, I just finished 11? Yeah. Verse 12. No man at any time has ever seen God. Right? And we talked about that earlier, right? No man's ever seen God. But what did the prophecy say? That we'll see Him? We'll see a side of Him that we've never seen before? But no man's ever seen God? Have you ever seen God? Have you felt it? But have you ever seen it? No man at any time yet, has seen God. But if we love one another, God abides and lives and remains in us, and His love, that love, which is essentially what? Whose? His. Is brought to completion, to its full maturity, runs its full course, is perfected in us. Now, what I'm saying, if we walk in this love with one another, because also the Word says that no man's ever seen God, but also said, how can you love God, whom you don't see, when you don't love your brother who you do see, right? So really, again, if you put it in this perspective, and you say, I love God, and you don't love your brother, or not necessarily, you know, a relation, but we're related by the blood of Jesus. So if we're not loving them the way He does, what I say is, however how much you love each other, however how much you love your brother, that really determines how much you love God, no matter what you say, according to the Word of God. So it's how much we are walking in this brotherly love with one another. I mean, some people it's easy to love, right? Well, it's the hard ones is the ones you really got to learn how to love. And that determines how much you love God. Because He loves everybody. He made everybody. And you can't escape His love. So that same love needs to be inside of us. It's unescapable. So you can't go out here and be that shining bright light without that love. God is love. Y'all all right? Okay. Once we've been coming to these rallies, and we'd have goals. You know, we had goals, and you always need to have goals. Nothing wrong with having goals. You need to ask God about your goals. Make sure you get them from Him. And it used to be. Now you can correct me if I'm wrong here, man. But we were just learning. We're always learning, right? We never stop learning. But we got to get this goal. We got to get it done. And if we pursue and seek after this love with one another like never before, then God will take care of the rest. He will take care of the rest. And so that has been our number one goal, because we found that in the Word. You know, Ginger asked me the other day, what's our goal? Our number one goal is to walk in this love. That's our number one goal. Number two is to go after all these souls. But I don't want to we're not just the people that go out here. Now, I'm not downing anybody, okay? I'm not judging anybody. That's not my job. But we don't just go out here and hold signs up and say, repent, you're going to hell. And we just don't go out here and hand out a tract to somebody and say, here, here you go, have a good day. Everything we do, everything we have, and the tools that God's gave us, the greatest tool and track that you have is right here on the inside of you. It's on the inside of us. So we just got to walk in this love. And when that love comes up, it says it comes a full expression. Comes a full expression. Full expression in us. So if that love is in us, abiding in us, and we're walking in it one another, and they said the world shall see Him by the love we have one another, it sounds like we got something new to do. I mean, have we done it as a church yet? It might just be something new that we haven't done before. Because what we say earlier, that this word has never changed. I mean, we've revisited a move of Pentecost. And you know, it wasn't exactly that same day. But He came on us in a great way. Where every person there, it came on us all. Because, I mean... we get tired of it being one, two, or three. You can't accomplish much that way. It wears you out. But when we all come together and walk in this love and unity together, but you gotta press in. You gotta want it. Nothing's changed in the Word of God. Now, there was a term. I was sitting there right here during praise and worship, and there was a term. That because I asked the Lord this morning, I said, "What do you want today? What do you want to do today? You know, and you know, do you have something new you want to say today?" He said, "No, we need to just keep getting this into us." He said, "Because everything new is wrapped up in this. Because nothing God has, nothing He's going to do, is separated from His love. If it's not love, it's just not from above." So I just want to encourage you. You know, this is a message that you need to stay on till Jesus comes back. Because it's all, everything in the Word of God is wrapped up on His love. Everything. But when I was sitting there, there was a term that I heard years ago, you know, a team. The Lord told me He was putting together a team. And I heard this term, I was in a meeting one time, it said a team, the definition was together, everyone accomplishes much. But what I heard over here today was that today T. Everyone's anointing. Today, everyone's anointing will multiply. That's what I heard sitting right here. Today, everyone's anointing will multiply. Everyone who wants this. And that was what I heard. And so you have to be obedient to do what you hear. If you're not obedient to do what you hear, now again, we said earlier that you have to grasp this. Do you want this? Do you know what God's telling us through not just Bill today, but through our prophets, through His Word? His Word what? Doesn't change. It's still the same. It's still going to work. The reason it hadn't worked a lot of times is because we hadn't walked into love. The reason it hadn't worked a lot of times is because we've been looking for other ways for it to work, trying to create new things for it to work. It only works the way He says it's going to work. And then it's also going to work by the unction of you walking in this love and through prayer by hearing and being sensitive to the Holy Spirit on what He wants to do. Because what I found out, I've never seen Him do it the same way twice. I haven't. If He does, that's fine. He's always give us something and added to it. If He adds to it, that means it's not the same way. Right? It's better. So, you know, my prayer is that, you know, smoke fill the room and everybody lays out, knocks out, and, you know, we wake up 2 weeks later and think it was 30 minutes later. I mean, you know, we like to see that, right? No. We want to see what He wants to see and how He wants to impart it. You know, sometimes we're looking for the spectacular instead of the spectacular one. And so if we're just obedient to do what He says do. I mean, you know, people argue with me a lot of times about when He gave us the hand of God, when we use the hand of God. You know, if you got Him in you and the love on you, when you touch somebody, God's touching them. But I said, that was something easy and simple He gave to us, to just being friendly with somebody. That's how we reach people now, thousands of people. But just being friendly to them, imagine that. But that's what He gave us. And every time we use it, it works, don't it, sir? Only when we don't do it, it don't work. So there again, it's that coming into agreement. And one of the things that the Lord did with us this week, He said, I want you to get back to the basics. That's what He's been telling us all week. Get back to the basics of what He gave us. You still use what He's given you, and then He adds to it. And once that happened, man, we just had a breakthrough. And then yesterday, you know, we're also in a spiritual warfare out here, whether you think you are or not. We broke through some things in the spirit. There was a heaviness that was on my spirit when I woke up yesterday morning. I didn't think it was me. But there were spirits that are always trying to come against us. Now, if you don't believe in spirits, then you probably don't believe in God. So there is good, who is God, and there is evil, who is Satan. And when you got bad feelings, it's not God. So you got to figure out what Satan's trying to do to you. So what we did was come into agreement in unity of this team that was here and broke those off of our life. And we went out yesterday, and it was awesome. We led over, just yesterday, was what, how many? Over 500 and some people came to Christ yesterday. Just one day. So, you know, and it was because of the breakthrough. Because, you know, when you start feeling the heaviness on you, a lot of us get beat up with the heaviness. And we stop, we quit. We don't want to do it. Well, I'm not going out there. It's because of heaviness. It's because you ain't got that revelation of love. It's because we've been beat up, slapped down, run down, and everything by the heaviness that comes on our lives. And so we've been given, I was sharing with one lady out there, and I think it's worth sharing again. We asked her, was praying with her, and I don't know who was with me. Are you here? Anyway, we worked teams out there, and I was asking her to pray with her and all that stuff, and I started praying for her. She's just all of a sudden, I mean, she is a Christian. But she was divorced and going through financial problems. All this stuff was all kind of lists of stuff. And we started praying for her, and I just felt in my spirit, you know, get the scripture that the enemy has to pay back seven times. And I prayed that over her. You know what she did? She got a hold of it. That word came forth. She said, I didn't know that. She said, I'm going to get a hold of that. I'm going to grab a hold of that. So I said, well, you know, we ought to get up every morning. How many of you have ever had anything taken from you? How many of you have had anything stolen from you? Well, what's the Word of God say about it? Huh? What's it say? Return unto me sevenfold. How many of you have grabbed a hold of that scripture? How many of you have been pulled back seven times? Huh? Well, you know what it said? That the enemy has to work for you. Well, I don't want that rascal working for me. Well, I don't want him coming against me. I'd rather have him busy working and paying me back. So get up and praise God every day. Thank God every day. Thank him for what he's done. Thank him for what he's done. Praise him for what he's done. Thank him for what he's going to do for you today. His mercies are new. We're going to do something new today. And let me tell you something, devil. You know, you don't talk to him the same way you do God. The Word says this. See, he only bows his knee to the Word of God and the revelation of what you got inside of you. So if you grasp that and get on, let me tell you something. You got to go to work for me. You're going to pay back that car that you messed up for me. You're going to pay back that relationship. Seven times, he said. The Word of God says seven times, not just one time. Oh, someone just like to get it back. Well, go ahead. That's all you're going to get. The Word says seven times. So why don't we start beating up a little bit instead of getting beat on? I'm just asking. If you have authority, then take it. Amen? But what he said, I just had to say that. That today, everyone's anointing multiplies if you want it. And that all I know is what he said. So I'm just being obedient to what he said because I never thought of that before this morning. And I wasn't sitting there trying to come up with something to go with team. So anybody, if you want your anointing to be increased today in this greater love, I'm just going to ask you to come up here. Thank you, Father. You know, that was what he said. And then when we were at this past meeting, we just got through with our Chariots of Light leadership meeting. And it was awesome. We had, Dr. Savelle was ministering and my brother Happy Caldwell. But Brother Jerry come up and, you know, he was reading a passage from Luke, 4:18. It said, the anointing is upon me to destroy. Well, not the anointing is upon me to set the captives free and all that. But the anointing, what he talked about, the anointing there wasn't just to break things. It was to destroy things. And so with an anointing coming on you in a greater way, then the anointing is to destroy the yokes off of your life. And when something's destroyed, you know, when something's broken, you can put it back together. Right? But something's destroyed, it's destroyed. It's done. You can't put it back together. It's done with. So you have to receive that. Because sometimes how many have got delivered? And just the only reason that it came back because you didn't have a revelation of it was destroyed. Really? You took it back instead of pushing him back. So that anointing is here to destroy the yokes of bondage on your life. And when it's destroyed on your life and our life, then we can go out as a team and a group together and destroy the works of the enemy on people's lives out there that don't know him. That's when the power of God. I want more anointing on my life. I want more anointing on my life. Everybody want more anointing on their life? Do you guys really don't want more anointing on your life? I'm just asking. Do you really don't want any more? God wants you to have more. I'm just asking you to get up and come up here. Do you not want what God wants you to have? If you do, then get up here. If you don't, then just sit there. It's up to you. It's a choice. You don't want any more? You got all you need? I'm just asking. I'm not trying to make you feel bad or single you out. I'm trying to get you to get all God wants for you. I'm not up here as a mere man. I'm under his anointing right now. He wants every person to have all he has. Get up out of your seat and get up here. How much more has he got to tell you? Father, I thank you for your anointing to increase on my brother right now in the name of Jesus. In a greater way. A greater anointing today in the name of Jesus. A greater anointing today in the name of Jesus on my sister. Destroying the yokes of bondage off their life. Destroying the yokes of bondage off their life in the name of Jesus. A greater anointing today. A greater anointing today. Every yoke is destroyed off our life today. Every yoke. Every yoke, every yoke, every yoke in the name of Jesus. A greater anointing, miracles, anointing, more. You're going to see more in the name of Jesus. A greater anointing, a greater anointing. Destroy the works of the enemy. This anointing has come to destroy the works of the enemy. It's come to destroy the works of the enemy. A greater anointing today, imparted from him today. It's what he said. A greater anointing today. A greater anointing today. A greater, higher anointing today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. A greater anointing today. Anointing today. Destroy every yoke of bondage. Every yoke. A greater anointing today. Thank you, Father. To destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. A higher anointing today. A greater anointing today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. To destroy the works that of any attachment to your life will be detached today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for him coming. Thank you for that anointing to come, to rise up within him, Father, that the fire burn like never before in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The greater anointing, what you've called him to do, he'll fulfill because the anointing's coming greater today in Jesus' name. A greater anointing, a greater anointing. Every yoke is broken and destroyed in Jesus' name. It's destroyed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. The anointing is greater today, destroying every yoke of bondage. No more bondage. Freedom, freedom, freedom in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the precious anointing. Thank you, Lord, for the precious anointing. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, just let it, yeah, there, just soothe all of Coder with that anointing, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. Those yokes are destroyed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for increase of the anointing today. Thank you, Lord, for my brother. Thank you, Lord, for that anointing to destroy every yoke from past and present. It'll not affect him anymore, Father. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Greater anointing. Thank you, Lord. Today, the anointing has destroyed every yoke off of your life, your wife, your family, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Increase of the anointing today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for that anointing to increase and to destroy every yoke off of this lady's life and her family, Father. Thank you, Lord, a new zeal, a new passion, and greater compassion. The anointing is increasing today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing. Thank you, Lord, the anointing of love. Thank you, Lord, it's destroyed everything that the enemy has tried to bring. We thank you, Lord, for that greater anointing and compassion of love today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Increase your anointing today, Lord. You said it. A greater anointing, Lord, coming. to destroy everything that has been and everything that could come. That anointing destroys it. It's gone. Never come back. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Increase today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Father. Lord, we're just doing this because you said do it. And we thank you, Lord, you said do it. And we thank you for your anointing to increase on Wade's life today, Father. We thank you, Lord, that every yoke of bondage that the enemy's tried to bring or will bring is destroyed. It's annihilated. It doesn't exist anymore. And if it doesn't exist, it can't come back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Nothing was intended to hurt you. To say that. God was urging you. I would never have done that before. But I, even though you're sitting there, I pray that more anointing come on your life today. That the anointing of God, it's the anointing of God that destroys every yoke of bondage. It's the anointing of God that destroys every yoke and every hurt in your life. And He loves you. And that's all He wants. That's the only reason. He just wanted you to come up for obedience. But He loves us so much, it doesn't matter if you sit there. It don't matter what you do. You can't escape His love. And His anointing's here to break every yoke of bondage off your life, past and present. That's what His anointing's for. And that's what His presence is for. And that's what He's for. And that's what we're for. You know, we got to have the anointing of God on our lives. The anointing is precious. And if the anointing that we need each other, that we love each other, we can't do this on our own. We can't do it on our own. The anointing of God. Can I lay my hands on you, sir? Thank you, Lord, for the anointing to increase, my brother. Every yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You allow me to lay my hands on you, sir? Can I lay my hands on you? It's up to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We all, you know, he loves us all. And He loves you so much. And He wants His anointing to increase on your life because He loves you. And we, you know, matter of fact, we need you. We need each other. We need each other. We've beaten each other up so much. We got to have each other, sir. And I don't know you, but I tell you, I love you with His love. And He loves you so much. And I believe you'll never be the same after today. Amen? Can I lay my hands on you, dear? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Your precious anointing, Lord, on my sister. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, no hurts. Nothing. Nothing of past. It's all broken off her life because of your anointing, Father. And destroyed. Destroyed, Father. Lord, nothing will affect her but your love. Your powerful love, Father. Lord, thank you for a greater revelation today of your love in her life, Father. In Jesus' name. Can I lay my hands on you, sir? Thank you, Father, for my brother. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. It was your love that brought him here. And I just speak over him, Father, that your anointing destroy every yoke in his past history, Lord, from family to anyone who's hurt him or harmed him, that those things are broken off his life today because of your precious love and your anointing, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that you've brought him here to help him, that he may be a great asset to your kingdom, Father. And I believe that with all my heart. And I thank you, Lord, those things are broken and destroyed off of his life. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Can I put my hands on you? Is that all right? How about you, dear? Is that okay? You just give me your hands? And God loves you so much. You know that, don't you? You know that? Do you know that? He does. And his anointing, I'm just doing what he said to do. His anointing's here to destroy every yoke. Even if you think things are good, there's things in our lives sometimes that come back and try to hinder us. The anointing is here to destroy that it'll never hinder you again. That's what he desires. That's his love for us. You receive that? You receive that? We don't like, he don't like hindrances. And he wants us to be free. Because that's what he came to do, is set us free in every part of our body, every part of our mind, every part of our soul. And his love is going to increase in you guys in a greater way. And his anointing, his desire, a greater way from this day forward. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I think there's one more over here. Can I lay my hands on you? Oh, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for my sister. Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The precious heart. Lord, I thank you, your anointing has broken and destroyed every yoke of hurt and harm, that nothing ever, 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 ever will affect her but your love, the greater love. And I thank you, Lord, that your anointing is going to increase on her life today in a greater way. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
The gift that God has given us and our national director, Bill and Ginger Horn. And right now, we would like to honor that gift that God has given to us today by blessing them with an offering. So if you need an envelope, raise your hand. The ushers are taking up the offering. And please ask the Holy Spirit. Whatever the number the Holy Spirit drops in your spirit, be obedient to that. Because we want to honor the man of God today and bless them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that... Thank you. Wasn't that a good word? It was a good word. Take it. Meditate on it. Don't let it... Don't leave here today. Take it and meditate on it and let it grow and produce fruit inside of you. Because God's word does not return void. And it'll do the things it was sent to do. Manifest his love in you today and every day this week. And increase more and more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, if that's all, let's stand and pray. We thank you, Father. Your word says to honor the gift, to honor the man or woman of God. And we honor them today. And we thank you for those, the seed sown into their ministry, that this will go and multiply and bless them and get them further along and increase in their lives to reach people and share that love and manifest your kingdom here in the earth. And we thank you for everyone who gave today, that they were obedient to your word and sowed, and that this seed is sown and multiplied back to them also in the name of Jesus. And increase will be in their lives. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we thank you for everyone being here today. Don't run off real quick. Stay in and bless each other and love on each other and fellowship a minute and go about this week and meditate on that word. And we thank you for being here. Come back. We love you. We love you all. And be dismissed. Thank you.